Thank you. Hello, everybody. We're just about ready to get started. So my name is Philip Moskovich. I'm the chair of the Halifax Regional Library Board, and it is my great pleasure to welcome all of you as we celebrate a major gift, a truly transformational gift to the Halifax Central Library, that beautiful new building that's going up just a few short blocks from here. I know you're very eager to meet our generous donors, and we will be introducing them shortly. First, I'd like to say how delighted I am to see so many of our longstanding partners and supporters here, along with board members, staff, municipal councillors, and friends who hold the library very close to their hearts. I'd also, in particular, like to take a moment to thank Mayor Mike Savage for being with us today, and Provincial Librarian Jennifer Evans. Our event is being live streamed, and I want to extend a warm welcome to those of you who are not here in the room with us, but who are joining us virtually today. I'm very happy that you can participate in this event as well. And I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to thank Therese and Norma for putting together our lovely festive book tree up here on the stage. Nice festive and seasonal touch. Now, before I invite Halifax Public Library CEO Judith Hare up to the stage to announce the gift and introduce our donors, I do want to emphasize how significant today's announcement is. Now, the gift we are here to celebrate is unprecedented. It is the largest donation ever made to a public library in Nova Scotia by a living donor. It demonstrates the recognition of the high value our community places on the essential public space that libraries are and on the essential public service that they provide. And so without further ado, I'd like to invite Judith Hare to the stage to make the official announcement.
Thanks, Phil. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's wonderful to have all the friends of the library gathered into one place. I'm going to stand to the side because I can't see over the podium. And it's nice to be able to see you. I think we've all known since the project began how very engaged the community has been in the library. We've heard wonderful ideas throughout all the public consultation programs. And this is a building that people are very truly invested in. I think when people walk by this building, when it opens, they'll be able to say, that was my idea, or they did what I suggested. And it's a very special building. But the gift that we're honoring today really reinforces how important the library is as a civic and cultural center in our community. We're thrilled, big smiles from all of us, because it's so exciting for the library. Before I reveal the amount, I want to tell you a little bit about our donor, O'Regan's Automotive Group. O'Regan's is a family-owned and operated business, and it's one of the leading automotive organizations in Canada. Certainly over the last several years, O'Regan's has been recognized with many distinguished awards. It was one of Canada's 50 best managed companies, best companies to work for in Atlantic Canada, and Corporate Philanthropist of the Year for Atlantic Canada. But in March of 2012, the O'Regan family endured a very painful loss with the passing of Paul O'Regan. Paul was a very successful entrepreneur, but he had a real passion for excellence and of course for the love of his family and his community. A very highly respected man in his industry. And we're really pleased today that, as Phil said, this program is being streamed to employees of the O'Regan group. and to all of our libraries as well, so everybody can enjoy the announcement. We're really especially happy that O'Regans have chosen the library for recognition. The most prized space in the new Central Library really is the performance area, which from now on will be known as the Paul O'Regan Hall. We're very proud to say that the Paul O'Regan Hall will be included, of course, in all of our advertising and for programs. There's a 250-seat theater that is part of the hall, and that's going to be used for performances of all kinds. But when there's no performance on or no program happening in the space, the theater seats fold down, and it becomes nice, comfortable seating for people to just stroll in, have a chat with neighbors, maybe have an informal book club, and all sorts of events that we probably can't even imagine right now will be taking place in the Paul O'Regan Hall. The room can be completely closed off for private functions, or it can be open, as I said, for people to just flow in and out and really enjoy the space. It's just over 5,500 square feet, so it's a really significant part of the ground floor of the library. I think this is, it's such a special occasion for us, but the public has been waiting a very long time for this this library. And the O'Regans' generosity is really helping us to make sure that the inside of the library totally matches up to the outside of the library. We have a magnificent design, and the space is going to be the premier space in the library. So I'd like to call on Sean O'Regan and all of the O'Regan family members, Sean, Patrick, Kathleen, Mary, and Stephen, if he's here, I didn't see him earlier. Please to all come forward. We should have a drum roll. $1 billion is incredible. Thank you. And now Sean O'Regan is going to tell you a little bit about his father.
Well, thank you, Judith. That was certainly a first for me. When O'Regans learned about the new Halifax Central Library, we were immediately excited about the project and wanted to get involved. The new library is a true renaissance project for our city, being the first significant downtown public building in a generation and a truly iconic structure on the premier address in Atlantic Canada. And we like that the project has been guided by extensive public consultation and will serve a broad spectrum of need, reaching all ages and diverse community groups. The more we learned about the project, the more it seemed the perfect way to honor my father, the late Paul O'Regan, who passed in March of this year. There are so many things about the project that Dad would have loved. Paul was a bit of a frustrated property developer at heart, and he would be thrilled to find himself in the same neighborhood with leading developers like Danny and Wadia and Mickey and Basim, who are changing the Spring Garden Road area with exciting new developments. Paul would also be excited to be associated with a new space that cultivates community, culture, and lifelong learning. Paul started his career in teaching, and even after he left the classroom and founded O'Regan Motors in the mid-1970s, he never stopped teaching and he never stopped learning, and so it seems fitting that Paul O'Regan Hall be housed within the Central Library. Paul believed in building the community and often said that we are only as strong as the community we live and work in, and this space is one that will truly make our community stronger. More than anything, Paul loved to bring people together, and that is what we love most about this space. It's a place where people of all walks of life will gather to learn, enjoy a performance, and to engage in community discussion and debate. It seems appropriate that this structure, which will embody many of our Dad's community service values, is rising at the same time in the same year of his passing and providing a wonderful opportunity to support the community in his memory. We hope that our contribution will inspire and encourage others to support this exciting project. Paul often said he lived a charmed life. Perhaps the luck of the Irish, a wonderful wife and family, including three fabulous children. Great friends and success in business. And I'm sure some of his charm will rub off on this special new space and bring good luck and great success to this important building for our wonderful city. Thank you.
What can you say after that, except to say thank you so much for coming? I have a few last-minute announcements to make, and we'd like to put this all in context. Sean, thank you so much for capturing in such a personal way what this means to your family. They say great cities are based on creative cities, and I think you've moved us one step further, you and your family. I'm delighted as Vice Chair of the Halifax Library Board, my name is Paul Bennett, to essentially tie this together with another gift ceremony to the family. I'm delighted to ask Mr. Gordon Stevens, a member of the Capital Campaign Council of Chairs for the Central Library, to come forward and to help me present these special gifts. I'd like Sean, Patrick, Mary, Kathleen, and Steve, if you'd all please come forward. And accept these gifts. As you are going to see on the screen, the library has asked Nova Scotia Crystal to customize their Canadian Spirit ornament to mark this very special occasion. I'd like to say a special word of thanks to Gordon, who in many ways brought us here today by bringing the family and the library together. So let's give an applause for Gordon. Thank you, Gordon, very much. And I'd like to bring the family forward. We have some gifts to present to you, and following that, we'll have our chair of the board, Phil Moscovich, to close things off. Thank you.
So I would just like to say a few more words before we close. You know, what more is there to say? I think generosity and philanthropic leadership are always inspiring, especially at this time of year. On behalf of the Halifax Regional Library Board, I would like to offer our sincerest gratitude to O'Regan's Automotive Group and the O'Regan family for your truly outstanding philanthropic spirit. Thank you. At their heart, libraries are about sharing. They're about gathering, telling, and remembering stories. They're about fostering literacy and incubating creativity. What a wonderful place to honor Paul O'Regan's memory. Paul O'Regan Hall will be a space that welcomes writers, performers, thinkers. It'll be a space for reflection and a place where we will be enlightened and inspired. In that spirit, I'd like to close today's events with an invitation to enjoy a musical performance by Shimon Walt on cello and Diana Torbert on piano. They're both members of Symphony Nova Scotia, who are among the library's longest-standing programming partners. So thank you to the O'Regans. Thank you to all of you who have joined us today. Enjoy the music, enjoy the refreshments, and all the best for the holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.